Art Technique number 25 for September 9th, 2012.
Thunder! Lightning! Universe! Art Technique!
This starts.
Yeah. How do we start? Like we normally start, I guess. I mean, it's just it's an epiversary, but it's not an O.
Universe!
I love the epiversary theme song. I really do. Vocals by Adam.
Yep. We started. I have got something for us, but before we get into that, I want to catch up on a couple of things real quick. Just some live stuff. First off, welcome to episode 25. This is our 25th anniversary.
Epiversary.
So excited that you spent 25 weeks with us at this point. Amazed that we've made it through.
That it worked.
Yeah.
Just be honest.
But a couple of things. Adam, your show's opened, right? It's Sunday, so your show's
open. It does. Yeah. It opened. I'm assuming that we... Sherlock's Mystery Dinner Theater. This is our opening weekend. But if you miss it this weekend, you're going to have another... Oh, goodness. What is it?
20,000
weeks. Yeah, 6 or 7 weeks left to see it. It's through October 27th. So if you're in the Columbus area and you're looking for excitement on a Friday or Saturday night, through October 27th. Mm-hmm. After that, it's going to have to be a house call.
Don't bring a gun.
Come see Murder at the Long Branch Saloon.
Nice.
Thanks.
Nice.
Thank you.
And our show will be opening in the near future.
Yeah, we'll last weekend of September. We
Tales of a Fourth Grade Nothing at the Springer. Anyway.
Wait, but before we haven't done it in a while. I think we should do some stats porn. Yeah, okay. I've got some looked
up. All right, Aaron's got some stats. Go for it.
All right. So overall, since we began in 25 weeks, we have had almost 4,000 downloads. We're at 3,669 downloads as of the recording of this particular episode.
3,670. You could be.
You could be. You probably have been already by the time you're actually hearing this. Hopefully, we'll have some more listeners between now and then. Our highest downloaded episode is... Oh, it's been beat. It's now... it's still World of Tomorrow.
Our last epiversary? Our last epiversary.
And if you haven't listened to it yet, I would recommend checking that out. Maybe pausing now and going back to that.
We'll wait.
You'll laugh. You'll cry.
It's better than cats. We've got some location stuff. We're still primarily in the United States, but we've got Canada, China, Hong Kong, UK in the top 5 slots. But below that, we've got France and Malaysia. Did we have Malaysia last time we did stats porn?
Hello, Malaysia.
And I remember you saying we got Afghanistan.
We've had Afghanistan for a while, too. Oh. Yeah. We still haven't gotten out.
We've got Venezuela.
Oh, that one's new.
Australia? Had we made it to Australia?
No, because we were mad at them for a while.
Well, you know, when they're cut off by the water, it's harder.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Madagascar and New Zealand are the hard ones to get in the contagion style.
Do we have the Dutch?
Dutch. I don't yet see the Dutch. I see the Czech Republic.
You never see the Dutch until it's too late. which is surprising with those wooden shoes.
Some of the strange ones that I wouldn't necessarily expect: United Arab Emirates, Afghanistan, Armenia. We do have Sweden, if not the Dutch. We have Singapore, Thailand, Korea, and Egypt, as well as a couple other one-hit wonders down there in the list. But that's some interesting global domination.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting. And I'm hoping, and we'll say what yet, but I'm hoping that by episode 30 we will have something very cool to announce that's secretly brewing in the laboratory right now. Sounds like that.
A scratch and sniff podcast.
No one wants to smell us. I found in the Art Technique vault.
Yes.
Polar Studios recording vault. This little wax cylinder.
Yeah. Oh.
And as you know, here at the studio, we have basically anything that you need to reproduce any kind of audio or video tech.
Now, what do you mean, like wax cylinder? What is a wax cylinder?
It's exactly what it sounds like. It's a cylinder made of wax that was used to record, like you would on, say, a vinyl record.
Do you know My Fair Lady? Of course.
Yes.
You know where? You know the device he's constantly sticking in her face and making her go A I O. That was a wax cylinder dictaphone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, huh. And so I happen to have it, and
of course you do.
Well, we are releasing the Art Technique archives on what did we decide? LP and reel to reel.
Sounds good. but I've actually taken this cylinder and I ran it through our patent pending Polar Studios recording extractor.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Also known as a headphone outport.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And I have thrown it onto a digital for us, but I thought that we'll throw that on for the listeners. But I thought I'll turn on the original one and we'll take a listen. But I thought for the next chunk of the show, maybe we would let the listeners hear this recording. That's of this. It's got something written on there. Wax cast. I'm not exactly sure what it was when I found it, but I've given it a listen.
And it's got our branding on it, so it must be us. It's from the studio.
It's from 1912.
1912.
That's 100 years ago.
Yeah.
Exactly 100 years ago.
Exactly. And I think that's enough. I think why don't we just pop it in,
play it.
Yeah. We'll listen live.
Yeah. All
right. Here we go.
So I said, yes, you look very dolled up today, but there's really no excuse. I mean, really. Wait, what's going on?
Oh, the wax cylinder's moving. I just thought I'd begin this little phonograph recording.
Without warning us. Oh,
you know how I like to do things around here in the old shop. You're such a card.
Yes. Now remember, gentlemen,
I beat you at cards last night.
Oh, verily you did.
Rummy.
It's true. Now remember, we must be speaking into this little funnel bit here for the recording to work.
Directly into it?
Directly into the funnel.
Directly into...
There you go. Much better.
Welcome to the Artistic Methodologies Introspection Inspection Methodologies... Did I say that already?
It's all right. We examine methodology a lot, so it's worth mentioning twice.
Yes, generally we investigate artistic methodologies, investigative investigations.
And rigorously discuss such methodologies.
Yes. And techniques. And
then the technologicals involved. Yes.
The technologicals. For those of you who have perhaps picked up this wax cylinder at your local grocer, we have a deal with the Springer man, the Foley family down the street.
Oh, such a lovely little shop they have.
Yes,
lovely.
Yes. We should begin with introductions, like, you know.
Of course, of course.
Members of society, I am Geoffrey Holbrook.
My name is Charlie Montague.
Uh-huh, and I am, of course, Arrington Taliaferro Smith.
Ah, yes, well.
So, this little device I mean, it takes up less than a quarter of the room. That's quite nice and modern. That's very nice. So, this wax cylinder device, yes. Well, as you know, we used to have our little free-range radio show out on the airwaves, wide.
Right.
But, as you all know, here, 1912 Radio Act has stated that all radios must be licensed, radio stations, that is. I mean, imagine if they tried to license the actual radios, that would be quite a dilly of a pickle. But the radio stations, as we know, have to be licensed now. And, well, we can't afford that at the moment. You know, we are still creating all of this stuff. So we have decided to try something new. You brought this device. Tell us about this machine.
I did. I brought this device to record onto our wax cylinders so that we may distribute them piecemeal. Because, as you know, I am in favor of business regulation.
Sure.
As per Mr. Taft's coming plans. But I don't want to circumvent the licensing techniques of proper business. But I thought that perhaps, until we can afford our own license, we could just release these onto this little wax cylinder recording device.
Sure, this dictaphone it says here. Interesting.
Yeah.
Very nice. Well, so we're going to have to come up. It's not broadcasting anymore. No,
it's not.
Cylinder.
Distribution.
Wax casting.
Wax casting. Very nice.
Interesting. Wax, so this is our first artistic technological wax cast.
how whimsical.
Very nice. Very nice. So, gentlemen, you'll appreciate this, Joffrey. Now, you know that I have been a BlackBerry man for some time now. Recently tried an apple. And I tell you what, crispy and delicious. Mm. Absolutely loved it. Mm. Right off the tree in the orchard.
Beautiful skin.
It was a complete package. You know, the blackberry, it's got all of those little lumps. It goes in every direction. Yes. Each one looks totally different. You can't tell what you're going to get. Mm-hmm. But these apple things, yes, very
smooth,
nice. You know exactly what this apple is going to be versus the next apple. It's very
nice. Bright and white on the inside.
Mm-hmm. Very clean. And you don't get the juice all over your fingers like a blackberry. It's no good.
Have anyone tried these cookies from the National Biscuit Company? They're very, very tasty.
I found them a bit dry. I didn't like them.
The layered ones or the...
Almost as dry as your investments. Entertainment. Where is that going? Well, enough with the fatty carcass of the animal. Let's skip right to the meat, gentlemen.
Excellent. Have you got something you'd like to discuss with us?
Well, yes, I, of course, am very excited by the coming election.
Mm-hmm.
I am surprised that it is a 4-way tie, but... Debs. I laugh at Debs.
Yes.
Oh, and I don't know what Teddy thinks he's doing. Let's start my own party.
Well, it is one solution, you know. Oh, I can't get the nomination I want, so, well...
Well, in all fairness, Mr. Roosevelt, a former President Roosevelt, I would like to point out, feels that there needs to be a third way. The Republican and Democrat have simply squandered the people's trust, and it's time for a new way, which is why I throw my support fully behind the progressive Kenny.
But what is he progressing exactly?
Well, he's progressing towards a...
How can you progress when you've already held the office? Clearly we already know what your ideas are. How is that possibly progressive? How is that not simply a step backwards into an earlier time?
Well, the step backwards happened when Taft took over back in
1990.
And so we are simply going to write the course and correct all the damage that was done by his abhorrent administration.
I do have to say, there is something. When both of the parties deviate to such an extreme from what the country wants, there is something to be said with allowing a third party into the system. And I mean...
But four parties in the system.
I don't know if that's...
It's unsustainable, Arrington.
Well, it may be, and we'll probably drift back to two parties, but they may not be the same. I mean, really, don't we think the Republicans and the Democrats have probably run their course by this point? Mm-hmm. I mean, how often do the parties shift over the seas? I mean, the idea that the nation can sustain two and only two dynamically opposed systems, as if those are the only viewpoints in the world, seems ridiculous.
That's true. That is true. They do feel a little long in the tooth, but I think Taft's got one more term in him, and perhaps he'll take the party out in an elegant fashion.
And in the meantime, take the entire country down with you.
Really? You're just making jokes about his weight, and I find that inappropriate. You're saying that he's going to sink the entire country like that. Like that lion.
Frankly, they're both little on the well-fed side.
Well, if the bathtub fits.
And it barely does.
Inappropriate.
All right, well, since we're on to politics, yes, I have brought a little game for us today. No. I have scoured the newspapers, and I have found a few quotes from each of our leading contenders in the various parties. Now, to remind any of our less well-read listeners that the current parties and their candidates are the Republican Taft, the Democrat Wilson, the Bull Moose. What a clever name.
Moose, yes.
Yes, for Roosevelt and the Socialist Debs. All right. So I'm going to give you a quote, and we will discuss and determine who of the four candidates has said this. Yes?
All right.
Understand the game? The rules? All right. All right. All right, the first quote. The world is not going to be saved by legislation.
That is certainly not Taft.
Certainly not. Who is it then?
I would say that is Debs.
Mm-hmm. The socialist Debs.
Yes.
All right. Is that your final answer? All right.
Yes, it is.
William Taft.
Aha! Well, clearly there's a larger context. You know, Arrington, you are famous for pulling quotes out of context and breaking them down into these sort of edible, bite-sized, oral...
yes, I see
sound,
what yes, sound, sound,
anyway,
chews.
Yes, I'm sure audio that you are chews. Taking this out of whatever context our president said.
Sure.
This originally.
Well, we'll see. All right. Quote two. The government, which was designed for the people, has got into the hands of the bosses and their employers, the special interests. An invisible empire has been set up above the forms of democracy.
Socialism. I would still say Debs.
Debs. All of them, yeah. Clearly.
Socialism.
Each round, I should say, is a full round. Mm. This is still round one. Are you going with Debs? I mean, the first one wasn't Debs, so this might be.
I'm going to say that is my particular candidate, Teddy Roosevelt.
Roosevelt.
Because we are wrestling the government back from those special interests, those lobbyists that
Taft
have taken up too
a special
much
interest
control.
In the American people.
Though I believe that he does not.
Oh?
Yes.
But he is seeking legislative reforms and just formalizing industry so that the people may benefit from... on to the question.
His Wall Street bankers can benefit.
Into the funnel. Into the funnel, Montague.
Into the funnel. Sorry, I keep being distracted.
So, you say Roosevelt?
Roosevelt.
You
say
Debs. All right. Woodrow Wilson.
Ah.
Now, I don't know. I think this man has a shot. It's slim, but I think this man has a shot.
Ridiculous.
Wilson.
A typical vice of American politics is the avoidance of saying anything real on real issues.
I would say Taft.
Taft.
He will speak on real issues.
Okay.
I'm going to say Debs.
Debs. All right. Roosevelt.
No.
Mr. Montague, that one is yours, Roosevelt. Now, it's an interesting thing because he is saying it as an outsider at this point. He was the president, but now he is an observer. He's saying, you know, nobody is saying anything, so he needs to step up and do it. Last in the first round. All right, here we go. When great changes occur in history, when great principles are involved, as a rule, the majority are wrong. An interesting take on democracy, don't you think? The majority are wrong.
Well, I'll say Wilson. I'll say Taft.
All right.
Oh, you would.
No one held a greater majority than him.
Now, manners.
That is finally the first quote from Debs. Eugene Debs. Round two, ready? Shall we keep going? Are we enjoying this?
Yes, we shall continue.
All right.
Are the rules modified for round two, or is it just...
No, it's the same game. The quotes, I've tried to clump the quotes a little bit
into
the rounds. Each of the sets of quotes has, I think, something to do with each other. All right, round two. In any moment of decision, the best thing you can do is the right thing, the next best thing is the wrong thing, and the worst thing you can do is no thing.
Well, clearly that's Taft.
Roosevelt.
Taft will end war. That will end war.
So if we like the quote, it's definitely our candidate, yes?
Indeed. Now, I believe that I'm offering my fair and balanced opinion on the subject.
Mm. That one is Roosevelt. Mm-hmm. Roosevelt. He does not like doing nothing. No, sir, he does not.
Bully for me. He'll enjoy doing nothing for the next 4 years.
Ah, ooh.
Jab. Put the gloves up.
Our government is for the benefit of all the people.
Sounds like socialism to
Sounds
me.
Like socialism.
Must be Debs.
Must be Debs. Absolutely no other option.
Taft.
You think it's Taft?
Just to be a contrarian.
Well, contrarian plays out in your favor this time. That is Taft.
Once again, I believe it is taken without the full context of the
Another court. Audible chew.
I was speaking to a very good friend of mine down at the local saloon, Mr. O'Reilly, and he was very angry. He was ranting about how constantly people like our good friend Arrington here pull quotes out of context, and once again, you're just proving him to be true.
I believe that's just another hateful caricature of the fine immigrants that have built this country.
Now.
Typical stance from someone that supports a man like Taft.
Well, I'll remember that next time I'm in Aronson's shop.
All right, next one. I would rather lose in a cause that will someday win than win in a cause that will someday lose. Which of our candidates has said this? Lose now, win later. Win now, lose later.
I will vote for Wilson.
You will? Oh, is that a contract that you will vote for?
No. Now.
Mike, I would also attribute that quote to Wilson.
And you are both right this time. Excellent. Points all around. All right. It is better to vote for what you want and not get it than to vote for what you don't want and get it. Oh, similar, but a little different.
Can you please repeat that?
It is better to vote for what you want and not get it than to vote for what you don't want and get it.
Well, I'm going to say Taft.
I, too, will say Taft.
Interesting. And you're both wrong. That is Eugene Debs. Interesting philosophy. Okay, one more round. Can we put up with one more round? I think we can.
All right. Taft.
This is those little political digs at the opposition. Now, this would be easy, of course, in a two-party system, but because we have a four-party system, it's a bit more of a rounded playing field. So, this is the digs, as it were. All right.
So, are we identifying the hurler of the dig or the receiver?
Well, I think the receiver tends to be pretty obvious.
Ah, they mentioned them.
Usually, or at least party. So we'll go with, once again... Yes. No, keep going. All right. Number one, I have long enjoyed the friendship and companionship of Republicans because I am by instinct a teacher, and I would like to teach them something.
Must be your Roosevelt.
Roosevelt, yes.
Actually, Wilson. Woodrow Wilson likes to teach the Republicans.
I forget he exists.
So will everyone else come November.
I don't know. I just have a feeling.
Yes.
All right. Next. Chicago is the product of modern capitalism and, like other great commercial centers, is unfit for human habitation.
Sounds like socialism to me. It must
Does it?
Be dead.
Are you sure?
Yes. Taft believes in business. Taft believes in business that will benefit the people and regulation, and therefore that would be fit for human habitation. So it must be a socialist who would think.
Now, I'm going to champion my candidate, Roosevelt, on this. But while I don't believe that he holds some of the extreme points of view that Debs, our socialist candidate, holds, he is in favor of labor reform. Protecting the rights of the worker and providing for days off and things like that. Mm-hmm. And we all know, of course, Chicago has had a terrible record as of late, all those reports coming out of the factories. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm going to attribute that to Roosevelt.
Roosevelt. All right. Once again, always overlooking
Debs when he's actually speaking. That is our socialist friend.
Debs is a unique figure in relation to this contest and to his fellow men and these hurling and receiving of insults. I would wonder if you were to plot out Debs's reactions and insults, would Debs, in relation to other gentlemen in politics, be a hurler or a receiver? I've heard rumors.
I don't know what you're talking about. Now, one more. Well, two more. Then we're done. Socialism proposes no adequate substitution for the motive of enlightened selfishness that today is at the basis of all human labor and effort, enterprise, and new activity.
I will say Taft, he understands business is motivated by individuals' desires to pursue better things for themselves.
That is quite a progressive idea, 1912, to just approach things with a selfishness
now,
that completely...
Now, don't bring the P word into this. Roosevelt.
Roosevelt, all right. No, Taft is, in fact, correct.
Quite a progressive idea.
No. Enlightened selfishness. Mm. That's
the second one you've gotten right. I just want to point that out in three rounds.
Well, I'm not our president.
Final quote. A man who has never gone to school may steal from a freight car, but if he has a university education, he may steal the whole railroad. Oh.
Sounds like socialism to me. I believe the best education is done in the storefront, in the workforce, tying railroads and opening shops and doing honest labor.
Debs.
It is Roosevelt.
No.
quite fun. Good times. Mm-hmm. Interesting thoughts.
Indeed.
I think many of them could have some lasting implications. You know, I think we will hear some of these ideas again as we move forward.
All except for Wilson's.
Sure, no, whatever. There's a chance.
Yes, and ice cubes have a chance in Hades.
Well, I found many more interesting quotes, but I think that covers a good little gamut of what's going on out there in the political atmosphere. Now, we're not necessarily a politically minded podcast, but we all have our opinions, as Americans will, and
indeed,
I think it's worth discussing these things out there on the wax cast, as we call it.
Well, and you can't deny the role of politics on the larger cultural influences, which would indirectly relate to art, both visual, music, theater, vaudeville, moving pictures.
Speaking of, yes, that's actually an excellent segue, Mr. Montague. Moving pictures and discussion. Has anyone seen one of these talking...
I've managed to get out to a couple of them, but you know, it's a bit of an investment, the evening, the time, the money. But they're interesting, and I hear...
Into the funnel.
I hear that the cameras now no longer need to be turned by hand.
Speaking of time and money, what would become of those jobs? I believe we must conserve those jobs if this industry based on entertaining people is to go anywhere.
Well, I see it as the wave of the future.
Oh,
to coin a term. little known fact, I'm actually an investor in a bit of an upstart company out in Hollywood, California, where most of these...
Hollywoodland?
No, just Hollywood, California.
Interesting.
It's a new congregation of artists.
Go on.
Okay. It's a congregation of artists out in California that they have sort of banded together, little companies that produce these moving pictures. I have actually thrown a little money towards a new upstart company, the Famous Players Film Company.
Yes, I've heard a little bit about them. I think yes, they're quite an interesting company. One of the stronger ones.
And I believe they will be setting the standard, as it were, for moving pictures for nigh on the next century or so.
It might be.
So what you're investing in is an option, a choice for perhaps for a new generation of cinema patrons.
Oh, yes. What we see, moving pictures being a very popular form of entertainment, specifically in the...
Popular with who?
Well, popular within the immigrant population, and as we take on more citizens from all of the different countries that make
can
up our
really
planet.
Can we handle any more citizens in the country? I would like to go on the cylinder for saying that I am fervently against our expansion into Arizona and New Mexico. I find 48 contiguous states to be too many. I am concerned that the Hispanic culture is not even really properly integrated into the American cultural aesthetic yet. And I feel like it's too much too soon. And the wave of immigration you're speaking of, it's too much too soon. And I think entertaining them...
While I disagree, I believe the dream of American prosperity is a table big enough to sit all those willing from nations around the world that want to come and sit down and share in our great innovation and prosperity.
But a table can only stand as much as its legs will support.
Just put that wing in the middle and expand, expand, expand.
Oh, and when we run out of trees to build the wing in the middle for expansion, and when the table is touching all the walls of the room,
I would like to point out to the gentleman across the table from me, the trees are a renewable resource. If you'll remember, Teddy Roosevelt.
We need to invest in stable things.
Teddy Roosevelt signed many national parks, and part of their charters were to repopulate the forest that had been cutting down.
And that land, I say, could be used for storefronts, could be used for driving railroads through, for transporting goods between all of these states that we are expanding.
Would you have us pave every square foot of the American continent from the Atlantic to the Pacific?
If it would enable us to export and yes, but no, not well. I'm all a fluster.
It's true. Well, you know, you do. You tend to not. You want to keep things the way they are.
Yes.
I mean, Mr. Montague is always about, you know, create. Invest. He dives into every machine that comes out. He wants to get his hands on. He wants to try it out. He may not. You know,
but where is the respect for tradition, for the way things have always been done?
I believe we need to keep a forward-thinking mind and accept these new technologies as they are applicable to our life, to create more leisure time, to create ease in doing the job.
I
do not believe that these machines will ever replace human labor, but I do believe they will improve the quality of those individuals' lives.
It's possible. You know, some of the devices that they are coming out with are quite clever. Some of them are very simple and harken back to things that we already do. And there are those that are bringing in all sorts of new stuff. I mean, have you seen this zipper thing? Very simple, very interesting. But
tell me more.
It is two sets of metal teeth that gnash at each other and hold
where?
Your clothes together.
Oh. Interesting. What part of my clothes need to be held together by gnashing sharp metal teeth?
Directly, you know, where the laces are currently on your trousers could be replaced by these metal gnashing teeth right there. Super quick, you just zzz, and they're on for good.
That is fantastic. Think of how much time that would save. Replacing, doing individual clasps and buttons.
I think that the individual clasp, button, and string system have worked just fine from here on out. Why put dangerous metal? You are a child.
Sure.
Can you imagine the accidents that could befall from metal teeth at a young one who doesn't quite know how to work? It's a parent's nightmare.
With proper education, I don't believe that would ever happen.
Frankly, I think children are going to use zippers, whether we prohibit it or not, and we ought to educate and protect them so they're not hurt. But I think it's interesting that we are developing these little knickknacks and doodads and hoo-hickeys that just simplify the world.
I will admit to being somewhat intrigued by our progress on them. plastics. Ooh. Shaping plastics. Yes, General Electric has done some interesting work with shaping plastics for insulative purposes.
Insulative?
Yes, insulative.
Oh, to keep the electrical fluids going where they're supposed to.
Yes, insulative.
Insulative. You're a bit insulative today, aren't you?
well, I just believe in conserving what should be and keeping out what should not.
Well, we will see how that bodes over the next few years. I mean, we've got the election.
The second Taft administration.
We will see.
I look forward to that.
You will. We don't know yet. It's a nail biter, though, isn't it? I mean, you feel like, you know, he has a pretty good chance of getting reelected, but it's just close enough that you worry and you wonder what exactly is going to happen. Now, who could win? I mean, they all seem to have a shot. That's in some degree or
some
another.
Of them should be shot.
good lord.
Were you just advocating assassination?
No. It was not.
He does. He can say what he wants. The air is free.
That is true.
We are protected.
Yes, yes.
But I'm glad it's a wax cast and not out there on the airwaves where anybody can just hear it.
although I wouldn't mind Dad hearing it. Or Roosevelt.
Or Wilson.
Or Wilson.
Yes, I knew. That's where we were going here. Yeah, no, yeah. All right. Let's not get uncouth, gentlemen. Let's stay. All right, you're actually starting to make me uncomfortable with this.
No, I apologize. I'll stop.
Thank you. All right. So, let's talk about, you know, here we are. It's not quite the beginning of the century, but we're still quite close. But it's a new show. It's our first opportunity to talk about these things. Any predictions of what's to come? Whichever actually takes the presidency. I'm talking longer term than that. What do we see coming down the pike?
Well,
I think... have you heard, they've been, it's not really released yet, but out in the world's fairs, have you heard of this television thing?
No.
It's ridiculous. It's like radio with pictures. Now, they haven't quite, I think the most they've gotten is some geometric shapes going out, triangles, and I'm not quite sure how that's going to be entertaining, so I don't really see it taking
and if
off.
We have to assemble it ourselves. I mean, I'm having a difficult enough time assembling my crystal radio components to create my...
Well,
my
if you had
radio.
More familiarity with the technology, if you kept up with the technological times, as it were. I mean, Montague had his together in moments, it seemed. I mean... One day, he gets the package from Sears Roebuck, and the next day, boom, radio!
I just don't understand why phonograph's not enough, I suppose,
Well, phonographs, you can only listen to what you have, what's there in the house.
Yes, but if I had some sort of, I don't know, subscription to a catalog, say, where I could order individual, let's say, wax cylinders and add them into, you know, a personal library of some sort to play on whatever phonograph I choose in my home or another's home.
Oh, but imagine carrying all of those around.
Well, I see. Perhaps then we had some sort of central repository where I could pay perhaps a shopkeep to store my cylinders, and I could come and retrieve them when I choose, and therefore I am relieved of the burden of maintaining the cylinder library collection myself.
That's interesting. What?
And it's just there for me to offload whenever I would like and take home.
What keeps this honest shopkeep from giving your cylinders to Montague if he were to offer up a little bit of a penny bribe, if you know what I mean?
Well, I think we would have to have some sort of security service, perhaps some sort of, I suppose I would call it a distributive rights management, we'll say. Something that would... If I may use an acronym, let's just call it the DRM.
Sure,
would,
for the moment. That's...
For the moment, that would perhaps, you know, there would be a DRM cage in the shopkeep's, protected by combination. DRM official.
He stores it, but you go in and put in your combination.
Yes.
Interesting.
I think that would quite a vault of entertainment.
It would be a nice solution. Now,
Any thoughts on that?
It sounds fascinating. I need to know more about it, I guess. Just listening to you talk sounds fascinating.
It does. Now, what if, say, you give all of your cylinders to our storage shopkeeper?
Right.
And it's another thing we need to figure out some way to condense as we go forth with this idea. But we'll come up with that later.
Right.
And perhaps he has a radio transmitter. Yes?
Oh, I see, I see. And you're saying, what if he
were to send it through the radio signals to your home?
Well, I think that should just be illegal.
Really?
Yes, I can't imagine this constant, we'll call it a, for lack of a better word, a stream of sound coming from the cylinders that I own willy-nilly into others' households without my my DRM security personnel there to be sure that it goes beyond.
I suppose until there is a way to do a direct radio, you know, your radio only, that does complicate matters.
You're just talking fancy.
It's true. Well, you know, H.G. Wells and Verne predict such things in some of their literature, but I know you don't.
Hot air balloons to the moon. I haven't read the story.
No, you don't take the hot air balloon to the moon. That would be ridiculous.
I see.
Use the hot air balloon to get around the world.
That's
well,
ridiculous
a of it.
As digging to the center of the
globe. Oh, that's another good one.
Oh, he wrote that one as well.
He did. It's very nice. Anyway, I know you don't really go in for that scientific, fictional imagery. And
I do not. I do not.
Well, gentlemen, what else have we got to talk about?
Montague was just shaking his head. Shaking his head.
So many things.
So many things. It does look, we're not quite there, but it looks like we're getting close to the end of this particular cylinder.
Yes, so we
should start to think about wrapping things up, coming to some sort of agreement
I suppose so. And I suppose as we approach the end of the cylinder, we'll come up with some way to designate, perhaps, as each of us has finished his part of the conversation.
Yes, some sort of conclusionary statement.
Emotion off of the cylinder.
Yes, all right. Well, let's see. Shall we do that now?
Yes.
Dive straight in.
Waste
no more time. All right.
All right. I am Jeffrey Holbrook, and I do look forward to the next 3 Taft administrations. Don't laugh. I do.
Well, I know that's not what I was laughing. Never mind. Anyway, I'm
Socialist.
Arrington Taliaferro Smith, and I don't know. I think this Wilson fellow has a shot.
I'm Charlie Montague, and I cannot wait to see Teddy Roosevelt come in and fix what Taft has destroyed.
I don't find that funny at all.
Bully the moose around, if you will.
I don't know if I can keep a cylinder conversation up with you for much.
Well, fortunately, you don't have to, because it looks like the cylinder is about to...
Huh. There you go.
Wow.
Isn't that a thing?
That's pretty amazing.
Our families have been hanging around each other for quite some time, haven't they?
Yeah.
That's really strange.
My family seems evil.
Well, not much has changed.
Yeah.
Mine seems kind of quiet and soft-spoken. Yeah. Kind of like me now,
It's true. It's
almost
as if we haven't, changed much in, the family heritage, genetics, it comes down the line. You turn into your parents.
Like a Highlander?
Yes.
I'm going to turn into a short blonde woman?
Yes. Any minute now.
Wow. I'll get so many free drinks.
I've already figured out I'm turning into my mother, so.
Well, there you go.
Who
that
knew?
Was that.
It's interesting. It's like the Doctor Who remounts. It's the same topics, but it's different generations of approach. It's interesting.
Yeah. Mm. Looking forward to the day that I'm a new doctor, personally.
Yeah. Well.
I wonder what I'll be this time.
Perhaps.
Hopefully.
Skinny.
Friendly.
Oh.
Mm.
Charming.
No.
Mm. Smell like strawberries.
Back to scratch and sniff.
Yep. I'm not letting it go.
Okay, well, this has been Epiversary for episode 25, and I think we should just jump to sign-offs.
Sure.
Okay, yeah.
I'm Jeff, and while I am convinced we've released far stranger things into the world, I'm not quite sure.
I'm Aaron, and I know it's too late to get your money back.
I am Adam, and I guess the lesson I've learned today is there's nothing new under the sun. Because the wax cast would melt under the heat of the sun.
Oh. I see.
Yeah.
So there's nothing old under this.
I was searching for like a moon joke or an outer space joke or an extra.
Yeah.
I was reaching.
It's cyclical. Yeah. Just keeps repeating.
Cyclical like a cylinder. Cyclical like a cylinder.
Repeating.
Cyclical like a cylinder.
Someone hit him.
Repeating.
Cyclical like a cylinder.
Repeating.
Cyclical like a cylinder. Podcast robots are repeating.
Cyclical like a cylinder.
Take a...